Blog Talk Radio.
Live on Hip Hop Stock Exchange site. You can catch us on either
browser. But yeah, we got a great show for y'all tonight, man. We got 1% PR calling in a little later. They're going to build on the music industry, entertainment industry. You know what I'm saying? Give a lot of good advice for a lot of different aspects that indie artists need, man. They do public relations. They manage artists. They do a lot of big things, man, in the indie game right now. So definitely they're going to be calling in a little later. We got a lot of heat for y'all. We got the rundown, of course, the hip-hop news, the global politics, the economics, everything going on in the world. We're going to build on that. Let's play that hate. Let's do what we do.
Finance cars or your lease. I just wanna know. Statue coming out the freezer. I just wanna know. Can you have the whole thing done by the week? I just wanna know. Bitch, is your dad a fucking nigga on your teeth? I just wanna know. Can I slam like the judge with the gavel? With the gavel? Did they do the nigga like Harold?
Like Harold?
And if he a man with your tab? Do your 9 mil come with the extension?
What?
Will the judge grant another money extension? Do your dope house got a lot of traffic?
What?
Is the line right corner? Is it clicking?
Yikes.
Is the stash big enough to hold a 30? When you sip a drink, do you like a sip of dirty? When your rims pass down, till you did you earn it? When you went pickle in the bitch, was it burning? Got a lot of questions, do you got a lot of answers?
Huh?
Did you cop the car with the yacht in the mansion?
Huh?
Nigga, I just wanna know. When a shot hit him, then the belly spread on him like cancer.
Yeah.
Do you finance cars or you lease? I just wanna know. Statue coming out the freezer. I just wanna know. Can you have the whole thing done by the week? I just wanna know. Bitch, is your dad a fucking nigga on your teeth? I just wanna know.
Talk, niggas ain't speak. 30 racks a month if I lease. Fuck a judge, bail out from the priest. Charge 100 racks for a feature. Rockin' at the yard, smoking quiche. Met a bad bitch named Felicia. Took her 3 hours 1 week. Catch me in Toronto with the weekend, got the Rari and the Deacon. Scope with the AR, how you leak? Money in the safe when the work dry, nigga. Talk a million cash when the ink dry, nigga. Got it. Came from the bottom with a couple niggas,
couple
250 in a duffel nigga. Coke boy, street loving nigga.
Woo.
Niggas gon' ball every summer.
Yeah. Do you finance cars or you lease?
I just wanna know.
Statue coming out the freezer.
I just wanna know.
Can you have the whole thing done by the week?
I just wanna know.
Bitch, is your dad a fucking nigga on your teeth?
I just wanna know.
Hip-Hop Stock Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. We got callers calling in already early. What's going on, 603? Talk to me.
Big Ben, what's going on, baby?
Yo, Casey, what's popping, man?
Nah, maintaining, man. Just hanging in there. What's up with you, man?
All right. Everything gravy, man. Everything gravy. We got another caller calling in on the line. Talk to me.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, the lovely Linda, what's going on with the news, sis?
Not much, you know, chilling, doing me.
I know that's right, I know.
Oh, Boogie.
That's right. That's right. So what's new, Casey, man, what's going on? Pop.
Just grinding, hustling, making that money. That's it, man.
Nothing wrong with that, man. That's what it's all about. You know how we do out here, man. Get your mind right, get your money right, everything will fall into place.
Yeah.
You already know, man.
You know they've been working me when I don't have too many words.
What you mean?
Physically working. I'm more tired, so that's why I'm more, like, you know, laid back.
It's all right, man. You just need a Miller Lite or something. You'll be all right. Don't worry about it, man. You'll be
all right. All right? You asked for it.
Like, yeah, don't worry about it, man. Turn up. Turn up, Casey. Turn up.
So how you been, Linda?
Oh, I've been good. Doing me. Just sitting at home chilling. Yeah.
It's beautiful out. Why are you staying at home?
I'm not
get
pushing
outside.
You to go out. I thought it would be like to walk around or to, you know, have a workout. So.
There you go.
Right, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. We got 1% PR public relations firm calling in a little while, a little later. Got a lot more indie heat for y'all. We got the rundown a little later. We just gonna do what we do. Y'all play this heat. Let's get straight to it.
I told y'all I was gonna restore the feeling, right or wrong.
Back through.
Men do what they say and say what they mean. Now Troy Ave on that double XL freshman cover in that summer jam screen.
Word to mother.
I remember starting, did it for the cream. Before I rapped, I had a digi skill, that's word to scheme. Rest in peace, test the peace, Brian smoked the rock. He said, sheesh, just the beat, see the teardrop? We used to go to Cielo to get the bottle. Me being my pedal, with 20 bags of soap. 10 grams in the 50s. 0.5 each was just enough to get jiggy. No idea I would reach kilos. I bought my first 100 grams from Blue. White Escalade, paid them cash, ain't see who was the driver, but fuck it, I ain't a nosy nigga. That shit was fire, I cut it like a shinobi, nigga. Swole fish scale, half of that went to block. Kept it raw, Gary showed us how to straight drop. Oil base, made him race, got the buzz up. Two doors down from 48, that's how we come up. Stay down, stay loyal, and stay fucking strapped. Never talked about my nigga behind his back. I got his back and it goes vice versa. Sticking to the script, we don't even write cursive. Right or wrong, we don't think nothing of a murder. It's just another day, beef is just another burger. Niggas eating now, started off with high hopes. Breaking king crabs in the crib, watching fireworks. Channel set vessel. I ain't gotta settle, I hustle hard. Now a nigga hotter than the kettle. Stove top whipping. Fifth floor kitchen in the Bahamas, East New York, cooking birds, no fixing. Gotta give thanks to the real niggas around me. And all the girls I fuck, the Indian and they family. Navajo, every month a batter hoe. My presence is a gift, my past filled with sadder hoes. Fuck them, don't matter though, focus on just having dough. Putting on for my city, these other niggas is black. Clowns, dick riders, all wanting to be down. Chasing the southern sound, I came here to put it down. Do my thing on the streets, I be in and out of town. Do my thing on the beach, New York City, where's my crown? Kingpin, King Troy, King County. Cleaning up the game, pick your shit up, this the bounty. And just to make the cipher complete, it's only right I pass it over to the homie Bleak.
9.5, gold bags, the going gold, one of the went flat. Crack seller, now I'm in that sky dweller. My diamond's clearer than me spitting this acapella. I remember chopping work up, really getting it in though. I wanted that gold Jetta, you wanted Nintendo. I wanted that Nefertiti piece and the gold rope. So when I fell off, fuck it nigga, I sold soap. I moved heroin trying to get a herringbone. Then I met Jacob and my advance was fucking gone. I remember going half on my first brick. My nigga Hov co-signed on my first stick. I moved my mama out the jet, but the crib we kept. I had to, where the fuck else I'ma put all the stats? Invest, and let my niggas lay low at. In case they got a warrant or a bad bitch to throw back. Local bitches, I ran through them like I had a license. Used to go to Bergen and Underhill to get the Tyson. Parties in the jet was the best back then. You could be up in that bitch with a tech back then. I brought the Bentleys to the hood just to sit on the bench. I bought my niggas bikes just to show we the shit. And stunting on the haters, they hate when you getting paper. That's why these clown niggas just love to bring my name up. I've been getting money since the Jordan Bulls era. Y'all niggas been telling since Sammy the Bull era. And just to make the cipher complete, it's only right I roll up and pour another drink, please.
Yeah, you're tuning into nothing less, none other than the Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Let's go, man. It's the kid DJ Instincts, Specialist CNT, Problematic Status. Let's get it.
Cheer, cheer, cheer. Y'all already know how we do, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. What's going on, y'all?
Not much.
Y'all good?
Yep, we're
doing
good. Your work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's new with you? What's been going on the past week? And I know you're in Philly.
Yeah, I'm in Philly, you know. Just nothing. Really nothing really happening right now in Philadelphia. Just, you know, same old, same old.
I know that's right. That Philly be popping, man. What's going on for Memorial Day weekend in Philly? What y'all got cracking?
Well, you know, in Tansland, they always do the fireworks. So that's what they're going to do in Philadelphia, the fireworks in Tansland.
Where you at in Philly?
Me? I'm in the northeast side right now.
All right. So how far are you from 30th Street?
I think if you drive there, it's 20-30 minutes.
Oh, word? All right.
Yeah.
So South Street's even further than
so, yeah, South Street will be further.
Go to South Street this weekend if you got nothing else to do. You'll find fun there. That's like Philadelphia's version of Canal Street.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With a lot more, you know, a lot more bars and stuff. You know, you get your bootlegs there, too, your knockoffs. But, you know, you also got some entertainment there, you know what I'm saying? And it's not a bad place. A little recommendation. Mm-hmm.
I'll do that.
That's what's up. You all over the place, Casey. You all over.
Yeah, I've been around. Anybody from Michigan, I'll tell you where to go.
Detroit?
Grand Rapids. Ain't really much to do out there.
What's going on up there, man? What's ain't nothing to do up there, man? Grand Rapids.
Man, I'm at peace, bro. I only been out 2 years. I'm in the mountains, man.
Shit. You
on
your Hampshire shit. I know how that go.
You got to literally go asking for trouble to get into trouble out here. It just doesn't happen. You know what I'm saying? In the city, you walk down the street, sometimes trouble finds you. You know, you just doing
right.
you in trouble. Up here, literally, you know what I'm saying? It's not the same. It's just
can't
a whole.
Find it.
They mad laid back up here, and I'm like, I run circles around them. I love it. I don't like the winter, but
it's you know. Bad, right? It's rough, huh?
Yeah.
It's rough.
Oil.
A lot of snow.
Yeah, man, my heat 10 out of 12 months so far. Hope I don't have to run it next month.
Damn, 10 out of 12 months you got to run heat?
No, not the winter before. I went through 3 full tanks of oil. For real, though. I don't know why we're talking about oil on hip-hop stock exchange. Let's talk about the corruption. Let's talk about
money,
that.
Man, you know. Hey, oil prices going up, man. So I know you live way up there in the north, man. That cold weather, man. Them bills are crazy. Better get some government subsidies or something. You know what I mean?
Nah, it's nice up here, man. It's peaceful, you know what I'm saying? You lay back, you do you know what I'm saying? Small community, you know what I mean? They looked at me crazy when I first moved up here, but I'm a taxpayer. I'm a homeowner now. So that's what it is. And you know what I mean? After a while, they get past the judgment. You know, they start being so judgmental after they realize, oh, God, okay, don't be so stereotype, you know? So it's all good. Same dude who's going to throw me out where I stay, you know what I'm saying? Dude's like now cutting me paychecks. I'd be working for him, so. It's kind of funny in 8 months' time. Yeah.
There you go. Everything turned around.
But that's that, man. So how about you, man? What you been up to, bro? Out of BX,
man,
boy.
Grinding, man. Everything good, man. Putting together this next mixtape special project, man. As Above, So Below. You know, a lot of good music. Introspective music. So something special, you know?
Yeah, man, for sure.
For real. Going down. lot of good music on there. Dropping a lot of jewels on there, so definitely good, you know.
You gotta let the people know, though. Again, I'm a shameless plug.
October 26th.
Box in Brooklyn, the Anti-Injustice Movement, the nonprofit organization. We are representing all the five elements of hip-hop. We got workshops. It's all against, for a good cause, against human trafficking. We got an incredible lineup, including street poet Monty Smith. Definitely come out. Get your tickets in advance. I tell you, it's a great thing. And you can log on to www.theantiinjusticemovement.com or find us on Facebook, The Anti-Injustice Movement, and like us and follow us. Again, that's in Brooklyn, Paper Box, October 25th. Enough time for you to make plans. For real.
All day.
For great calls, too.
Street poets, they be doing their thing, too, man.
It's going to be a great show, man. It's going to be a great show, man. There's going to be a lot of things going on. B-boys, B-girls, graffiti. You know, we're going to have, a lot of, revolutionary artists. You know, some names can't be spoken about because contracts have yet to be signed, but it's definitely, you're definitely going to hear the buzz. It's going to be film crews there. It's definitely something everyone's going to want to go out and see. So, again, that's October 25th. We're at the Paper Box in Brooklyn. And the Anti-Injustice Movement.com or the Anti-Injustice Movement on Facebook. Like us, follow us, and you will not miss a beat. We're also looking for, members, too, if you believe in our cause. So check it out.
You can't go wrong with that, man. Can't go wrong with that, man. Good cause.
There's no membership dues. If you believe in what we believe in, we'd love to have you.
That's right, man. Positive cause. Get out there, man. Brooklyn is going down. You already know, man. Real. You going to make a trip down here?
Yeah, I'm going to be there. You're going to be there, though. You're going to buy two tickets. You're going to buy my ticket, though.
Yeah,
I
ain't
got to take the train,
Linda,
man. I got
to
come
on,
like
too.
Half hours. I'm coming, man. How
you
am I going
to
be,
out.
Come on, man. I have to.
Come
if
to
not, the organization would be like, you didn't go, and we raising money to get people to come from L.A. and so Scotland and Norway. And I could drive there, and I ain't going to go. They ain't going to go over too well with my generals again. You know what I'm saying? So, I got to go personally. And I'm so hands-on the project anyway. I want to see the final outcome. So if it fails for some reason, which I don't believe, that's only because I'm business-minded. You know that. But the cause is good enough. The capital's there as long as the promotion goes well. And they definitely took a lot of long-ass time to plan it. It should go off the chain very well.
That's right.
You can tell me, man. I'm not familiar with the Paper Box. Is that in a high traffic area? Is that a place that you've been to before? The Paper Box and seen it?
Nah.
Seen a show? Seen something? Went out? Had a drink? Whatever? Have you ever been there?
Never heard of it.
Nah, it's beautiful. Love it. I love it.
What part of
Everybody go to this venue if we've never heard of. Nah, I'm playing. No good cause. You'll find it.
You know what part of Brooklyn is that?
Personally, no.
Oh, that's all good. It's all good. Well, we're going to be there. It's all good. You come and help Boogie with us?
I might.
All right. There you go. Okay. I'll buy you a ticket. Don't worry about it. All right?
Okay.
That train cheap.
Yo, we'll be waiting for you at Penn Station. Don't worry about it. Pick you up.
Nah,
right?
I should be. When I moved down to Florida, though, it cost me only $113 to go to. I left from Philly, 30th Street Station, and went down to Tampa. Mm-hmm. That was that was 5 years ago, maybe longer than that. I don't know, 6 years ago, but that's not bad.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah,
24 hours on a train. It's not bad.
No.
Not bad at all.
But you figure they charge another $100 more, you're gonna be like, I'm just gonna fly. So they kind of squeezed into it, and they going that way anyway. I used to buy train tickets for longer distances and go short distances and sell them there for more money. I didn't get the difference. I always like,
hustle,
I don't
man.
Know, man.
Yeah. It's a hustle. Gotta get it, man.
Get all the way to Manhattan. It was cheaper. We had a train station with grill, so even we was going halfway, if we was going like Patterson or Dover, we just go ahead and buy the ticket the whole entire way. And before homeboy, boom, no, no, right here, man, boom. Chump change. Now we have money to come home. We just sold their ticket. But yeah, it worked out, man.
That's what it is, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. We gonna get back to that heat. If our special guests don't call in, you know, it's all good. We got the rundown for you. We got hip-hop, news, global politics, economics, all the good stuff. We're going to build on that. Play a little more songs. That's what we're doing already. We already interview mm-hmm. you already, man.
You need to interview me about
what
artists need to do to come up. Starting out artists,
what we
gonna
do
first
next.
Things they need to do.
Say no more.
That's
I want
what I be
you to
doing.
Come up with your top three things the artists need to do. We're going to come back. Casey going to break it down for you. He got experience in the game. He's been out there on tours and stuff. He's going to drop some jewels. All right, Casey, you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, mm-hmm. We'll be right back. Right back.
Yeah. Eric, let me get
like, you got to be high.
Hold on, my nigga, let me get saved.
You know.
Look, here we go. Same old shit, same old niggas, I don't even fuck with. Same old bitch, say a nigga ain't shit. Same old pussy, ass niggas in the
mix. Let
me get faded. Turn the mic on while I get faded. Hold on, my nigga, let me get faded. Turn the lights down, let me get faded.
Here we go.
Let me get faded. Me and Benjamin Franklin, it's like we related. Me and Mary Jane, we get so sedated. Long as you respect it, you could love it or hate it. It's the same old shit. If the rap don't work, then the cane gon' flip. Just the juice bar nigga in the mango six. And my lingo kick, and I bang my shit. Hold up, let me get faded. Roll up an eighth for the sour high graded. You can copy, but you just can't paste it. You can smell the weed, but you sure can't taste it.
Here we go. Same old shit. Same old niggas, I don't even fuck with. Same old bitch, say a nigga ain't shit. Same old pussy, ass niggas in the mix.
Here we go.
Let me get faded. Turn the mic on while I get faded. Hold on, my nigga, let me get faded.
Hey yo, I was young, I was getting my hair braided. Mama pulling on my scalp, I'm like, goddamn, I hate it. Now I'm sitting in the coop, I'm like, goddamn, I made it. I ain't seen you in my life, how we goddamn related? Huh? That's why I get faded. No matter if I spit the hottest shit, I'm underrated. No matter if I fuck the hottest bitch, I'm still skating. We ain't dropping years, but our fans are still waiting. Got a new man and a baby, how the fuck you still hating? We ain't even touched down, but our numbers are still painting. Every day is our birthday on Percocets belated.
Yeah.
Every day is our birthday on Percocets belated. We get faded.
Yeah. Here we go. Same old shit. Same old niggas, I don't even fuck with. Same old bitch, say a nigga ain't shit. Same old pussy, ass niggas in the mix.
Here we go.
Let me get faded. Turn the mic on while I get faded. Hold on, my nigga, let me get faded. Turn the lights down, let me get faded.
Here we go.
Yeah, let me get faded. You are now rocking with Sean, Jason, and David.
L-O-I.
We solid gold, these niggas is gold-plated. The only reason you still alive, I okayed it. Haha, yup, same old kids. Still in the hood on the same old script. Sticking to the story, yeah, the same old script. If your formula works, then don't change your shit. Hold up, let me get faded. Everything's for sale, but I prefer to keep the hazelin'. Ain't about money, might as well not even say shit. Get shot or get bladed.
We
get faded. We
what? Same old shit. Same old niggas, I don't even fuck with. Same old bitch, say a nigga ain't shit. Same old pussy, ass niggas in the mix. Let me get faded. Turn the mic on while I get faded. Hold on, my nigga, let me get faded. Turn the lights down, let me get faded.
Go.
Here we go.
Hip-Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. We got El Boogie rocking with us. We got Casey rocking with us, man. So, Casey, man, I know you got it ready, man. Break down the top three things indie artists need to do when they trying to get in the game.
Why are you asking me?
I don't know you shit. That's what you want to know. That's what you wanted me to ask you. Go ahead. I know you know.
I just believe the artists out there need to understand, you know, every function of the business, first of all. You have to understand the concept of the rhyme to the beat, to all, you know, the capital, the money, and the financing, all the way to the final product. You first after that, I mean, that's just overall, your mindset has to be that way for you to understand the top three. One is your publishing. You have to protect your ass. So make sure your publishing is right. Doesn't cost much. Use Google. Research it. It's as much as you can fit on a disc, costs as much as one lyric. So use your brain. Put it in. Don't share it with your homeboys, because that's Grandmaster Cass. You know what I'm saying? What happened to him? Straight up in the Cold Crush back in the day. You know, number two, man, you got to have a press kit. If you don't know what's in a press kit, it consists of a bio. You know, this is hip-hop 101, but a lot of cats, you know, they run up to people. They'll, well, listen to me rap on the spot. Good luck. No. Know what a press kit is. Have a bio. And, you know, also have a demo. Don't put no shrink wrap. If your albums are pressed, take the shrink wrap off. They're not going to open. They're going to throw it in the garbage. Also, don't send unsolicited music. The music has to be solicited, which means you have to have an inside name or it goes right to the garbage. And the other thing is, how many songs do you put in your demo? Don't put your homeboys on there because they might confuse you for them. And the other thing is there's a magic number, which is three. No more and no less than three. Radio friendly is normally 3 minutes and 30 seconds, depending on what demographic you're going after. And last but not least, become your own publicist. Before you go hire me, research. Use the internet. Use college radio. Very easy to get on. Pick up the phone. Find out who the program director is. And, you know, look at demographics. Take it down to hip-hop communities. You know what I'm saying? You know, college radio, podcasts, you know, and don't grow faster than you can. You know, create a buzz in your hometown. If you've got to get love where you at first, you know, get your block to love you and support you. If your block don't think you're ill, then you need to go back. You know what I'm saying? But overall, that's it, man. I mean, I can go on to detail. And out there, if anyone's interested, you can get all this information from one book. It's called The Business of Music. It's not totally hip-hop based, but it covers all your aspects. Hip-hop is still music, so it's relevant. And that's all I got to say about that.
You don't give three things. You gave like 18.
Nah, see, I did 1, 2, 3, but under the 1 and 2, sorry, the 2 and 3, they had a 2A, a 2B, a 2C. See, the press kit was important, but then there was aspects of the press kit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I normally charge, you know, $24.99 for that, you know, but, but, you know, tonight, you know, we're giving away freebies. Now, but seriously, a lot of cats don't really know that stuff. They don't know how to do or how to approach somebody. And, you know, just a lot of times I've seen guys get further just on the fact of their hunger and drive and their professionalism and their will, more so than their skill and their talent. You know, talented people tend to be more complicated and harder to work with. They really are.
Like,
especially if you're looking for investments. If you're doing it yourself, then hell, shit, you're your own boss. You know, that's a whole different story. But you still, you know, want to invest your money right. So that's number one, you know. Song placements and, you know, people throwing you rainbows in the industry, telling you they're going to get you this, they're going to get you that. You know, don't put any money up until you see some, and don't put any money up ever. Don't pay for a showcase. You're just paying somebody else.
That's real, man. I know you've been on a few tours back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. As grimy, as hard, the hustle, it kills you, it wins you, it bores you. You love the music you made, but you've done performed it so many goddamn times, you're so tired of your show set. You're sleeping, you're doing it in your head. And the same thing. I mean, you could do stuff to mix it up. But when you go to different cities, why, you know, you know, drop a, you know, a pill inside of, you know, a drink that tastes good? You know, you don't want to mess it up. If something's working, it's working. And the only way you know if it's working is the numbers come back right. But a lot of, you know, there's a lot of grinding, man. There's lots of years of taking losses. But it's your hustle. Never take no. And any good idea someone always told you ain't going to work, you're crazy, you're out of your mind. And that means you're probably on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That's some real talk from KCD signing out now.
That's real, man. That's real. How you feel about the whole digital era, man? I know the game changed over the last 5-10 years.
I'm actually working on an FY in-store signing tour, also a college tour, because I realized the only way to make money is really not from shows no more. Promoters ain't paying, people ain't coming out, so it's really the cross-promotion. So I can't reveal the artist, but it's going to be big. It's going to take a while to manifest, but the tactic and strategy that I took was digital downloads. Get about 1,000 USBs, go ahead, put the albums on there. The cost, it's just a little bit, it's your time just to download them. It's pretty much the same when you buy it by 1,000. Buy 1,000 USBs, you know, you go to them websites, get them. So digital age, unfortunately, you know, every you know, it's just what it is. That's the new way. I don't like it. I can't stand it.
You like the old,
I still ask for all
like
my bills to please come by paper. It's right, not because I don't like trees. Because I smoke a lot.
You don't like the iTunes things. You feel like the CD, the physical CD copies and shit, right?
People ain't buying them. Why would you want them? Most people don't even have a CD player no more. Do you have a CD player in your house?
Yeah, I do.
I do too. Most people don't.
For real.
Most
for
people,
real.
You know, like right now, actually, my most recent investment has been a speaker system for my computer because I got tired of changing CDs out, you know, so basically, you know, I just put up an album I want to hear. Like the other night, I threw up Nas Illmatic, you know, that's one you can go almost, you can go front to end. So just put, you know, unfortunately, it's piracy, because they threw a couple commercials up, someone took some chump change somewhere, and now I can listen to the whole album for free. That's just cutting your losses on something you can't win anyway against, that's all.
That's right, man. Nobody has CD players anymore. Unless it's in the computer or it's in the Xbox or something.
Yeah. I got zip drives and 4 tracks. No kidding.
You got 4 tracks?
No,
you
I ain't got no. I never
you an OG.
Ain't a 4-track or own a 4-track, dog. Come on now.
Stop playing, man.
Stop playing.
I know you're OG. I know you're OG, man. Stop
I'm 35, Ben. Come on now. I ain't that old.
That's
old enough to know better.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
So what we got coming up later on the rundown?
Oh, you already know, man. We got a whole bunch of
yeah.
Good stuff going on. We're going to get to that. We're going to play some more Indie Heat in a minute. Got a lot of good stuff, man. A lot of good stuff, man. Computer giving
El
me
Boogie.
A little hard time, but it's all gravy.
Hmm?
El Boogie.
What's up?
Hold on 1 second. someone's trying to call into the show, so I gave him the wrong number. That would be me.
Oh,
I think someone
good,
is.
Man.
I don't know.
That's the homie.
Yeah,
that's
right
the
like
what's
that. Hey, we're not in the studio together.
Abbott.
I can't just signal you.
Love having Abbott. Love having to my man Abbott.
He hollered tonight. I told him to call in.
Oh, all right. That's my man right there.
Yes, and we'd be blessed with his presence.
That's the homie, man.
Only for about 5 minutes.
Too, right?
Because he talked more than me. Yeah, me and Avi got a story from the Warped Tour, man. Oh, man. I battled him, but the weird thing was is we weren't battling. But I took it to him. He would just say one sentence and shut me down. I'd go on for like 3 minutes. That was crazy. I think that was out in Hershey, Pennsylvania that night. But, yeah, man, we got stories about that. That's crazy. That's crazy, though. He did three around, though, on the Warped Tour, though, man. Definitely, man, you know, definitely well-connected individual. You know, it's good to see him holding down a family and, you know, living life. I think he's up in Manhattan. I don't know if he's in Manhattan. I know he's in New York City. You know, I think he's in New York City. I don't even know. Habit, call us. Tell us.
Yeah, he'd be around. I had to be all over the place, man. But it's all good, man. We're going to get straight to the rundown, straight to the news. We just going to get straight to it. All right. First up on the hip-hop news. Hip-hop brings anti-gun message into schools. This is a good look, man. You got schools out here in New York City and other major cities where, you know, hip-hop community, and it's not really major artists, but it's just people in the community and just indie hip-hop artists that's really, you know, trying to make a difference in these high schools and these junior high schools and these inner cities, man, because these kids wilding out. They trying to, you know, tone down, you know, the low frequency, because these kids out here shooting up stuff, listening to the wrong music, getting the wrong ideas, man, throwing their life away. So it's good to see hip-hop trying to make a 180.
Is it hip-hop or is it a certain, did they mention individual artists within the hip-hop community?
I'm curious
who they are.
Different. Yeah, the artists.
Do you have any names,
there,
you know, a fan?
Go right there on the site, man.
I was just curious because I was just wondering if they out here, you know, advocating for that, but talking about, you know, other stuff on the album.
No major artists, but it's just, you know, good community people trying to make a difference in their communities. You know what I mean? So
you need to make a difference in the community by listening, you know, by, and I'm not saying censoring music, but it's taking responsibility. So I was just curious if,
that's right,
and this is going on a whim here because we do not have the list of people who are going to go and support this who are major artists. You know, there's different types of artists. If you tell me Puff Daddy, it makes sense. You go and you tell me Lil Wayne,
no,
I'm going to shake.
Puff Daddy, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Rick Ross,
cool, yeah.
Talk about. It just a Suge Knight, I really started scratching my head a little. That's why I was wondering.
Major artists.
That's why Suge Knight's the reason why I ain't never going to buy more than a 2 or 3-story home. That way I have a piss him off.
Oh, man, what happened?
Yeah, 3 stories.
Fell out 3 stories.
I said if he ever going to hang me out a window, he going to have to find me at my home. That's why I ain't ever going to buy more than a 2 or 3-story home or live higher than the 3rd floor.
Hey,
Suge
Knight
ain't going to a recording studio bigger than 3rd floor.
Will he make it up there? Will he make it?
I always got GPS on Suge, man. He ain't going to hang my ass out no building. I'm like, you ain't mixed this right.
Are you going to chase your ass down to New Hampshire and shit?
I'm an intern. Getting paid.
Suge Knight ain't coming to no New Hampshire, man. You all right. You safe. With a protection program and shit out there.
He'd be pulled over like 100 miles away. I'm sorry, it ain't me. It's just good old boys up here. I'm closer to Canada than... I'm in the middle to New York and Canada.
That's what's up, man.
Not really.
New Hampshire. It's all right. Gonna be all
representing
right.
Jersey, boy, 29 years, man. Come on now, I say New Hampshire, New Hampshire.
I'm saying.
God.
I say that's all good, you know. You got, you know, quiet, you know.
Yeah, you from the Bronx, right?
I'm Queens, man.
You from the Bronx, right?
I'm from Queens.
Who, me?
Nah, Ben.
Queens, New York.
Queens? Okay, I thought you was from the Bronx. I was going to say, you know, Queens started hip-hop just to piss you off, but now I'm going to tell you the Bronx started hip-hop.
Yeah, it did. It's all good, though. It's all right. It's all right. I'm all 5 boroughs. I'm more boroughs.
I couldn't pick on New York at all. I like
it's
it too
all
much.
Good.
Miss it.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. like five boroughs like Voltron in this motherfucker. It's
like,
all right.
Also, we should probably warn Brooklyn on October 25th. If you do know where the paper box is, I will have the schematics of where it is.
Yes, everybody in Brooklyn got to show up.
No, you got to show up, but also keep a perimeter from me. Because when I get back to the city, they just know I'm there. Trust me.
You crazy, man.
I ain't been in the city since 07, man.
It's been a minute, yo. It's been a minute.
Shit. Now,
next up, we got M's new MC Battle League Breakthrough. Now, he got this new MC Battle League man, it's gaining some steam, man. He got some good young talented MCs battling each other, you know what I mean? Slaughterhouse, you know, is hosting a lot of it too. It's a good look, man. I like the URL, but we're gonna see what happens with Eminem's brand and see if it could really, you know, take that top spot as far as the MC battling circuit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It
will be interesting. It's something different. And I don't know, you know, we'll see what happens. Hopefully, you know, they come on top.
I got a lot to say, man.
Go ahead, man. Speak your mind, man.
No, this whole show is going to wind up. When I play it back, it's going to be all about me.
I was mouthing
to someone who's sitting here listening, and I'm like, I can't tell him about this.
Yeah, hold it. See, I told you that Miller Lite will help. I told you all he needs is Miller Lite.
Actually, can you give me another Budweiser, please?
I will. I'll send it to you.
I'll talk to
somebody else. All right. Don't worry about it. MC Battle, yes.
Yeah. Good job.
Good job.
I got to keep that down, man. There's something that some colleagues of mine are working on with, they're trying to patent it, so there's not too much I can say, but except that it's pretty, I guess I shouldn't have said nothing. I can't give the name of it. Basically, it's conceptual rap where it's going to have a concept, but the concept has to be able to be battled upon, not like your mama or your shoes or what you look like. It's to have more knowledgeable rap. And the idea is that one gets to take the pro or the con to the concept, you know what I'm saying? So whether it's, you know, Obamacare, you know, and someone got to battle about Obamacare, you know what I mean? They got a little bit of time to research it, and then they got to come out. Now, if you're skilled, you know what I'm saying, it's more for a conscious rap, you know, something like, you know, I would market it like it's something called maybe Rhyme or Reason, something like that, you know, It's a conceptual idea right now in the works, but I think it can potentially work for, you know, conscious, you know, revolutionary underground artists, and I think it's a pretty good idea. And that's all I wanted to say, really. That's all I got to
it's
say
all
about,
good, man. We get the point. That's what's up, my man. That's what's up. Now, next up, Dame Dash talks about Dipset's hiatus. It's an interesting article, man. Dipset definitely, you know, been kind of out of the loop for a minute, pretty much because of business reasons, also because, you know, what happened to Cam and Jim's situation and all that. But solo artists, they pretty much, you know, been still hanging in there. Jim been doing his thing with the whole Vampire Life. Cam still doing, you know, projects, little projects here and there. Joel's ain't really been doing too much, but he's still doing his thing here and there. You know, Dame Dash is really trying to, you know, get the engine back going again, man. They got this new video out. You know, it got a real Dipset feeling in it. The whole crew's in it. You know what I'm saying? Freaky Zeke, Jim Jones, Joel, everybody in the video. So it's more, you know, that Dipset everybody been missing. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens if they're going to be able to get the summer popping, because Dame Dash is really trying to put some things together to really get it going again. So good to see.
Jay-Z lifted his gag order.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. Like,
exactly what it
really
is.
You know,
this all has to do with the elevator incident. Put it together. Which swings them back around, and you're going to find out somewhere that Dame Dash got something to do with this whole entire nine. Not everything's a conspiracy, but it's marketing. We've learned from the government how to manipulate the American people. That's how some people become billionaires, not millionaires. The difference between the wealthy, you know, and the rich. It's a huge difference. Jay-Z has now hit the status of the wealthy. You know, he writes the rich people checks. Everyone's quiet, man. You got a cricket sound button you can push right now or something?
Okay. No cricket sound button, but...
It is over on my window, New Hampshire.
New Hampshire, man. For real.
New Hampshire.
It's all good.
Country living in the sticks. Crazy.
You be all right up there.
Oh, except when I hear gun range pop off. Pop. I didn't tell them he was supposed to be shooting some of them guns. Echoing through the cans. I'm like, Jesus Christ, where do I live? I feel like I'm back in prison. They had shooting target practice. And there ain't no beanbags.
That's real, man. Now on this business news right here. First up. London steals New York's crown for a financial hub. Now, that's an interesting article, man, because for a long time, New York City, you know, Wall Street has been the financial capital of the world. And now, you know, due to the recession, the long recession we have been having since, you know, 08, 09, London took the top spot, man. You know, I don't think New York City going to get back. United States is slipping. I do.
I just don't want to talk no more. London got anything to say?
Hey, man, it's all right. Yeah, London got it, man. London got it.
And Frank,
spot, man.
With L Boogie and me.
Yes. But you know it.
Nah. You already know.
Good.
I mean, they dropped us from a AAA to a AA+. We're high risk to land with. We extort money from third world countries who have enough, you know, to quote Moral Technique, who have enough money to feed the starving people that you see digging for food in trash cans on TV late at night. Their leaders are just, you know, cowards overall, and they just get rid of large amounts of their resources in exchange for cheap product. Backed to fill their pockets, and our industry and everything has changed. Our value as a world power has gone down. I mean, you look at a country like Norway, the socialist countries. They're actually considered a socialist democracy. The police don't carry guns. The maximum prison sentence, even if you murdered someone, I think it's only 17 years. It might be 19. They're number one in education, number two in literacy, number one for having women in government, where the United States is 64th. This is, it doesn't surprise me. Our money's not worth as much. I just took a Canadian bill and changed it in, and for American, I couldn't believe the exchange rate. The Canadian $10 bill is worth $1.20 more than our $10 bill.
Slipping.
Yes, sir. I only got $8.80, and I asked them. I looked it up on the computer, and it was $8.80. They only gave me $8.50. I said, "What's the rate?" They said, "Oh, it's 85% exchange." And I said, "No, this is what it is." And they said, "Well, actually, you're right, but we took a 30-cent fee to take the foreign currency." So, okay, and that was just like 2 weeks ago. So. All shit hits the fan, man. I'm 3 hours, man. It's a lot easier to sneak into Canada as a white man than it is to come. Ain't no walls, man. It's just some mountain and some terrain. And what's a mountain? What are you going to do? Get shocked by them? Ooh! They're going to run up there. They're going to get close enough to me to shock me with their sticks.
We got another caller calling in. 727, talk to me.
Thank you.
Hey, talk to me. Who's this?
Thank you, McAllister. You ready?
So what? Say that again.
Caller, who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
727 is Florida.
It's all good. They'll call back if anything. That's what it is, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange got all the good articles on there. Everybody check it out. www.hhse.biz. Check it out. definitely check out the Futures Exchange page. We got the hottest videos of your favorite artists on the site also. So, yeah, man, we're going to get back to this heat, play some more music. We're going to come back and build a little more. Got the whole crew rocking with us tonight. Let's do what we do, y'all.
Jala, what up? This feel remind me of the Commodore. Why sell cologne, belt buckle, Salvatore.
Damn.
Phoenix Gator, she wanted to see the crib, so I showed the pad.
Right.
You ever seen a Raider? Spread it ego, heat of street. Ball smooth, I can moonwalk in a Dita click.
Wow.
All black security, CID the freak.
Uh-huh.
Took three home with me from one of my meeting greets.
Right.
If I were the God, only the best could spit.
What else?
I'm buckled the brow, I'm feeling on the chest and shit.
What else?
Now the X is lit.
Yes.
I need a pre.
Wow.
Just had sex with my ex is sick.
Yeah.
Got a fleet of whip. She can still walk. A price, I can beat a brick, but you still sharp. Bars is hard, but this butter level still soft. One of the greatest, my nigga, real tough.
I got I'm in the bag. Always known to live the high life. Yeah, yeah, how I live is how I live.
This remind me of Curtis Mayfield. 50 for yeah, yo, wonder where Curtis Mayfield. Nah.
Woo.
I don't work just to pay bills.
Nah.
I still hustle, blackface, Bill Russell, we got a great grill.
Right.
It's all about what my wife and my daughter like. Instagram, yeah, I couldn't fuck what my daughter's like. We push kilos down the quarters of that water right. Like Lil Wayne, like we ain't paid more because we more alike.
Right.
What you think, shit?
Shit.
See my chain, I'm connected like Wi-Fi. You can check where the links is.
Yeah.
I get money, I'm where the Brinks is. Food for thought, there's some dishes in the sink, shit. With a palm olive, I'm in and out 5 stars in the Palms Island. Even though I rap, I let you still talk. I'm one of the greatest, my nigga, real talk.
I I'm in the back of the Bentley. Always known to live the high life. Yeah, yeah, how I live is how I live.
Oh, my
notes. Deep a scale, bitch, I've been dope. They talking money, but they been broke. I'm about growth and stock options. Machiavelli the game, been lying. World in my hand, yeah, God's got it. 13 grams, 7 Dutchies. The rocket magnum, yeah, yeah, girl, love that. My mind illuminated. Pimp the game, move flagrant. What's I'm giving it for the taking? I'm on my grizzly, on my grizzly. Unlock the 360 code to the city, yeah. If the pipe state, 25-8. Big dinner plates grind like we never ate. Passport in the safe, success. Tastes great, cut the cake.
Cut the cake.
You LA, yeah. I'm on my on my crazy real estate in my city, yeah. Cause I'm familiar. Walk the wrong block, you can catch the buck 50, yeah. Pull disciples at the last supper. Cops wanna handcuff you. God in the flesh, black robe wanna judge you. Fire, then they love you. Black diamonds for all my black brothers. Drop dying for all my black brothers. Salute Malcolm, but never hold it back. Here's the yawn for all my Zodiac. I speak in code, you can call it rap. I call it music, fans call it crack. Need a quote, let me hit you back. Copy that, yeah.
Same color as snow. Get my mom's cash to invest in case I rest. That's why I hustle now for a time digress. Guns protect my ones like a Teflon vest. Gotta protect your lungs before you take that breath. Chuck T's telling me Bell Ferragamo. All from moving work across the Verrazano. Peace, he's like a foreign language in the streets. Concrete, jungle, south side, Jamaica coast. Where my head at? Where I get my bread at? Young Malcolm Martin, all rolling warm. Why I'm displaying Candy Crush? Man, my candy all white, call it Brady Bunch. It's not about the game, it's about the player. Got the code to the city, call me the mayor.
It's your boy Jay Green Money Talk from Empire State DJs, Coast to Coast DJs, man. Make sure you tune in regularly to that Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. You can check it out at www.hhse.biz. Get your mind right. Get your money right. Let's go.
Now let me get my shit off. Watch me run it back on this kickoff. So I know how to rap and get a brick off. I've been doing that from the tip off. Dealing drugs, bad bitches trying to suck my dick off. I'm big dog, see this is when they call a nigga pissed off. Who are you to dictate if I get on? I've been on, see I ain't down for the get along. I've been riding foreign, who said I need a hit record? My name is Barry Bonds, nigga, I don't hit second. I'm trying to peek my exit, people trying to peek my necklace. Plus my connect, keep them blocked, I'm trying to beat the Tetris. I tried to let up, ain't no letting up until you breathless. You want this cake, blow out your candles and make your death wish. They so upset, but niggas never took heed of my lectures. I've been compared to when Jesus was healing them lepers. They know I'm well respected, keep my gun, no sleeping naked. Nobody made it out this game, I'm trying to beat the record.
Make sure they play this when they tell a story, baby. Time it ain't about the money, it's about the glory, baby. About the glory, baby. About the glory, baby. Time it ain't about the money, it's about the glory, baby. See, I've been eating lately, that's why all these bitches hate me. It's time it ain't about the money, it's about the glory, baby. About the glory, baby. About the glory, baby.
Yeah.
Okay,
okay, now let me get my shit right. My Syracuse orange with my Nick White. And watch me drop 40 in these biz dykes. Know the way I give light. And know that me and mine is tryna split right. It's like we figure dating over thin ice. See, we just tryna live life. And all of his name branded expensive taste. All of the hundreds and the henny that I done pissed away. The chin chins, Felipe's, the money they said they would repay. The way that they thought I forgot, I never forgot. I just let them keep change. My seat back, they seat raised. They younger than I'd assume, and I'm 2K while they EA. Like, why are you trying to improve? I'm a 99 rating with a 99 playlist. If it's 99 problems, I get 99 straightened. So to God be the glory,
And the sky be the orgy with a model and an aspiring model who was too gaudy. My goal is the new Gordy with a Smokey Robinson pen. And my canvas was a scene out of Strap. So I begin for the glory.
Make sure they play this when they tell a story, baby. Diamond ain't about the money, it's about the glory, baby. About the glory, baby. About the glory, baby. Diamond ain't about the money, it's about the glory, baby. See, I've been eating late, that's for all these niggas hating. This diamond ain't about the money, it's about the glory, baby. About the glory, baby. About the glory, baby. This diamond ain't about the money, it's about the glory, baby.
The best. All I wanted was my time flooded and to be on that next time cover. These niggas don't know the grind of it. Far painting pictures, I let my mind brush it. Never know a man till you play cards with him. Could even show your hand if you play smart with him. Huh? Casino game in the park with him. Chess table, black label, sipping dark with him.
Yes.
Surrounded by OGs and old fiends. Hide up, sitting like in the nosebleeds. In the half, I move the whole thing. There's no thing, make a sell on every phone ring.
Yeah.
Get a little fame, they gon' hate. In the chain, they gon' say you're cross fake.
Yeah.
Success is a dude you can pay, it's just cause fake. They say I need me a hit, get rain or roar straight.
Look me in my eyes, I was built for this. Got 100 guns on me, don't get killed for this. Niggas say they rhyme, yeah, I'm rhyme on my will for this. And if I die, I hope the Lord forgive this shit. Look me in my eyes, I'ma keep it 100.
100.
I see you fuck boys coming. Look me in my eyes, I'm holding on it. Look me in my eyes.
Pull a Bentley on the block, ribbon on the hood. Just to let you niggas know who winning in the hood. Got the Benz, got the Rose, the Acura Audi.
Woo.
12 mil on the floor, she vacuum around it.
Woo.
I'm at that big money, Pacquiao payout. Hit Puff for a meal on the way out. Me and Pharrell charter jets from the same bar. Swear to God I had the SK in the clear park. Double and we known to hit your ass up. Shooters jumping out in masks like we Daft Punk.
Fat Trail,
Sally nigga, Rocky Fred. We the best real nigga, rally nigga.
Look me in my eyes, I was built for this. Got 100 guns on me, don't get killed for this. Niggas said they rhyme, yeah I'm rhyme, know my will for this. And if I die, I hope the Lord forgive this shit. Look me in my eyes, I'ma keep it
100.
I see you fuck boys coming. Look me in my eyes.
I'm known for scoring a bunch. Every bunch in the plaza, top floor in the trunk. What you grab the whole year, I bag more in a month. That's right, I'm mad nice. Posted in front of corner stores like bad guys.
Right.
I know your whore, she blow the horn like bagpipes.
Yes.
I'm in baby shit, cleaned up like ass white. Bugatti park, Bugatti sharp, like the 10 man, still on me without a heart. Been with them soldiers, boy, before Collie Park. Surrounded by sharks in the ocean with body parts.
Look me in my eyes, I was built for this. Got 100 guns on me, don't get killed for this. Niggas said they rhyme, yeah, I'm rhyme, know my will for this. And if I die, I hope the Lord forgive this shit. Look me in my eyes, I'ma keep it
100.
I see you fuck boys coming. Look me in my eyes. Look me in my eyes. Look me in my eyes.
Yeah, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right, get your money right. We got a caller calling in. 727, talk to me. Yeah.
Hello?
Hey. How are ya?
Good, how are you?
All right.
What up?
Is Tracy on the air?
Yeah.
I'm his how biggest you doing? Fan.
So you been listening?
Shit, Casey got a fan.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm working right now. I actually got off in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, we get off the end about 10, 15 minutes.
Hey, I was listening in earlier. Y'all sound pretty cool.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Sounds like you got a fan club. Okay.
No, that's my little sister right there.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Yeah.
So you still represent Oklahoma?
Yes and no.
Man, you got that country slang, man. How long you been there?
I've been there 3 years.
How long now?
You said like you don't like
3 years.
So y'all was locked up when you went there?
I like it. Look, the only reason why I like it is because financially, like, the economy is good out here. Like, that's the only reason why it's better than Florida.
Is that why? Because a tornado can come kill you any second of the day, or is that why?
Well, no. And listen, if you knew the wildfires, the tornadoes, unless the hailstorms, the heat, we could talk all day long.
At least you got a good basketball team. All
right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all right sometimes when Kevin Durant wants to stay in line.
I know that's right.
What do you think about the stage of hip-hop right now?
I like
that's
it.
Right.
That's what I mean. I like y'all's conversations. I like them.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
That's what turned me on to this show about 2 years ago. So hopefully
that's
you stay listening and call in more often.
We do this
every Wednesday, Ben, from 7 to 8:30.
Every Wednesday, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that's like 8:30.
All right, well, let me
call
you back, okay?
Yeah.
I'm at work, Casey. I'll call you back.
You ain't got my number. All right.
Oh, shit. Casey got a fan club. Let me find out, Casey.
I told my fiance about 5 weeks ago, so it's been crazy around here.
All right, player. All right, player.
No, I'm maintaining, man. No, I'm getting the house off the par, just laid some new flooring in, got a new whip, hooked that up, you know what I mean?
There you go, what you pushing, man? What you riding in? Casey?
Nah, I ain't gonna be like that, man.
You know what,
it's kind of embarrassing, but the shit looked nice.
Oh, stop it, what you working on?
2100.
Alright.
Yeah, dog. When the New York Yankees have them in the bag written in soap, only during the playoffs. And I park that shit in Washington Heights all the time. Only during the playoffs. You know Hyundai made that shit? The emblem off, just to piss Honda off?
Mm-hmm.
I did research on that. That's true. That's real talk right there. That's why it's the same age, but they just made it a little wavy, going from left to right. They did that to piss Honda off.
Mm.
I mean, it doesn't say that in the articles or nothing, but
no,
it does talk about the marketing was anti-Honda.
I could only imagine.
They thought they could make the same quality vehicle at a lesser price. I don't know. Hondas and Nissans, they go forever, but where y'all live, man, the trains go forever.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
my grandma passed away about 72 years old, I think, and she never drove a car in her life. We were born in Brooklyn, lived in Brooklyn and the Bronx. She moved out to Jersey back in 69, stayed there, never drove. Day in her life.
You don't have to.
Wow.
Right.
You really don't have to. It's convenient.
For real.
That's real. But in New Hampshire, you need a car. Shit.
You don't need insurance up here. This is a crazy state, right? The state motto is live free or die. It really is. That's on my license plate. Live free or die. Check this out, right? Just until recently, you could go to trade guns and have to not file any paperwork with the town. They only charge you $10 for a license. You go to the store, you buy a pack of cigarettes starting to get expensive. You're going to laugh at me when I tell you because it's half the price than where you at. I buy a pack of cigarettes, say, for $5.29. When I first got here, I tried to buy a pack of cigarettes for $4.99. Where I come from, there's tax. So I take out a $5 bill, and I'm reaching my pocket for a couple quarters, right? So I put down $5.50. Guy hands 50 cents back and then a penny. And I said, no, man. I said, he didn't take the tax. Everyone in line started laughing at me. Found out there's no tax. They don't tax They don't tax your paycheck. They don't tax you. You don't have to have car insurance.
No
you
car
don't,
insurance.
It's really weird. Live
what's
free
that,
or die. Basically, it's on you. You fuck up, you handle your own shit.
It's Commonwealth
crazy.
State, something like that?
There's six states like
state?
This. But we're not
yeah,
a Commonwealth
right?
either. There's six Commonwealths. There's
oh.
a difference.
Okay.
You know, I don't even know what the hell the difference between. I wish someone would call in right now and explain the difference between a Commonwealth state and a regular state. I don't know. It's got something to do with the, I think, the law making policies. I'm not really too
yeah.
sure. But, yeah, I don't know. I tell you, though. Shit made me thinking.
That's interesting, though, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is, man, for real. Commonwealth states, you don't got no state tax. That's a good thing, you know what I mean? You ain't got to worry about the state tax.
Oh, there's even more than that. Like I said, like, no insurance. Here's the thing, though. I own a home in the clear. It's mine. Don't get into the price, you know what I mean? But if I go out, I don't insure my car and I hurt somebody, guess what? They'd take my home in a heartbeat. So you
yeah.
get that liability at least.
You got to need a little insurance. You need a little insurance.
I need insurance on my home and that car.
I know, because you can drink in the middle of life, motherfucker. I don't want them taking your home, driving around, hitting these signs.
I tell you what, here's the craziest thing, man. I used to drink and drive everybody else's ride. The minute I bought my own ride, I stopped drinking and driving. Ain't that some selfish ass shit? I learned about myself recently. I'm trying to work on
you.
I believe in the law of attraction. Everyone look that shit up. Law of attraction. You manifest positivity, comes back around. I swear to you, my friend said, you want money? He says, be realistic. It's the money that you need, and don't be greedy. What would make you comfortable right now? Not overall comfortable, like in life, like right now. Do you got, like, some bill that's facing you? Manifest on positivity, right? So he talked about $1,000. He says, go to the internet. He said, take a picture of a $1,000 bill and put it as your screensaver, you know, or whatever on your PC. I said, did they make a $500 bill? He's like, yeah, I think so. I'm not sure, but I think so. So I went and found a $500 bill. I put it up there. Next day, I bought a $5 scratch ticket. Guess how much money I won? Sweaty. Yeah. Since, and this ain't necessarily a good thing, but my credit score was mad low. I don't know why I'm throwing this out there, but right? All of a sudden, out of nowhere, all of a sudden, I started doing positive and right things. You know, helping out more in the community. Listening more, you know, trying to do different things. All of a sudden, I got blessed with a couple lines of credits from different places. And I'm very smart because I know numbers and I know not to overextend them. And money came from left field. Now, is there money I have to pay back? Yeah. But I got angles for that, too. But it's not necessarily an angle. If you live positive, it happens positive. Everyone would say, okay, that's karma. No. There's a difference between karma and the law of attraction. Google the law of attraction. And you two on the phone, anybody listening? Daniel, anybody else have anybody out there listening? The law of attraction. Google it. Research it. It's not a hard thing to do. And I promise you, when you manifest, Michael Jordan used to talk about this back in the day. He used to visualize championships through the law of attraction, through just manifesting it through self-visualization. It's insane. It's totally insane, and it's been working in my life now for 5 weeks. I keep waiting for the ball to drop, but that's the type of stuff that makes it happen. So I keep embracing it every day, and I get up, and I just opportunities and doors open up every day for me since in the last 5 weeks. So also, I told you 5 weeks ago I left my fiance, so I'm not sure. Leaving her wouldn't have made me hit a scratch off or put money in my life or made me start doing, you know, things around my community, you know, helping out and giving back, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's just a total different, I don't know. Look it up. Law of attraction. I really don't know too much about it. All I know is that someone said that's what it was working in within my life. I threw it on my Facebook. Somebody said, read this book. I started looking at it real quick. I'm like, wow, this is kind of weird. Not
that's
sure if
stuff,
I believe
man.
It. Believe in it, but I, right now you believe in anything that's going good, right?
Whatever's going good, keep it going, man. Get your mind right. Get your money right, man. That's why I
was
right there, my boy Casey. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Let's play some heat. Finish out the show. Let's do what we do. Let's get it, baby.
I'm a beast on the microphone, something like Stallone. Call me Rocky, I stay cocky, moving their bodies, rolling in the spot, here where anybody finds me. Cowards talking trash, you can never even find me. I'm switching up the Cadillac, moving down the highway. East side, west side, do this thing like all day. Non-stop home, boy, we gotta get this payday. Matter of fact, I'll bump up in the whip a little Dre day. I'm on a map, making history, getting more ink, and I rock no jewelry. Still no for real, yo, gotta keep it real, though. Everybody wanna know what's up with my old flow. I switch it up, man, gotta get a custom black. Matter of fact, rockin' with this Oreo custom hat. Hey, yo, I still rock it every day. Making moves on competition, yeah, we gotta get paid. This is how I rock for my city, and they loving it. East to the west, north side, and they loving it. This is how I rock for my city, and they loving it. Hey, yo, they loving it, man, they be loving it. This is how I rock for my city, and they loving it. East to the west, south side, and they loving it. This is how I rock for my city, and they loving it. Hey, yo, they loving it, man, they be loving it.
I got them leaning and rocking. Boy, ain't no stopping. I'm moving like the hands on the clock, keep on rocking. Till the break of dawn, yeah, that be the pedigree. Matter of fact, give me two shots for the vanity. I'm on the mic, man, I'm known to get it hype, man. Been on the street, and I've been there, my strikes, man. It's non-stop, this is how I got it locked down. Damn, Mr. Holodown, underground, hear my sound. Underground, worldwide, like the internet, what you expect?
Worldwide,
matter of fact, we gotta catch a check. Dollar sign is all that we be seeing here. Putting it down, representing for the new year. And that's how it's gotta be, till I'm gonna be. But I can't stop, yeah, I got the adrenaline rush. I'm ready to crush, I'm holding down till I'm ash to ash to dust to dust. This is how I rock for my city, and they loving it. East to the west, north side, and they loving it. This is how I rock for my city, and they loving it. Ayo, they loving it, man, they be loving it. This is how I rock for my city, and they loving it. East to the west, south side, and they loving it. This is how I rock for my city, and they loving it. Ayo, they loving it, man, they be loving it.
Wild Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. We got a great show
right
tonight. Got the whole crew rocking with us tonight. Now we do, man. L Boogie, KC, yours truly, Ben Frank, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Check us out next Wednesday. We're going to be here same time, Blog Talk. Check us out on the site, Hip Hop Stock Exchange, www.hhse.biz. Y'all want to give any shout-out before we end the show?
I just want to shout out to everyone in Philadelphia saying hi.
I give a shout out to anybody that's listening. I cover all bases.
Right.
And everybody who's not.
That's right.
That's the PC way.
For real. Check us out, man. Every Wednesday, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. We're going to keep doing what we're doing, man. Keep waking up the people. Let's do it. One love, y'all.
The dream was about the afterlife. I seen Malcolm X in the afterlife. He said, live by any means until the afterlife. I see my soul in the afterlife. He said, you are God, you don't have to pray to Christ. My time was a sacrifice. My soul reincarnated twice. So Gemini on the track, kill it twice. I'm a God, you United States, fuck your bill of rights. Got family locked up, you better send them kites. I spent decades with my niggas, yeah, you know we tight. Old Cyrus and Seth was on the fight. Just like the moon, I attract to see at night. Little girls can twerk, but they can't read or write. I keep my circle small, yeah, no parasites. Polo draped on my chromosome. Had nightmares, this place that never made it home. 12 diamonds shining on my double helix. 12 channels, that's illuminated spirit. My beam was flowing, all up on that major deacon. It's a libation, yeah, I got spirit speaking. TV wonders, haters can't see him. Black Herman on the block, fans can't see him. Team, I'm the king in the afterlife. The dream was about the afterlife. I seen Malcolm X in the afterlife. He said, live by any means until the afterlife.
I'm yelling out black power. You only feel a shot for cool after hitting the shower. I live it for the babies, they getting them every hour. You know the script, knowledge is power, nothing for cowards. A lot of cats saying they bossed up as middlemen. Something about the extreme sack that's just feminine. They kidnapping and killing them, stealing their organs. They stuff them with newspapers, so we out here warring. And I don't recognize some of your Jesus pieces. That ain't Lamb's wool, close as your old feet. It's probably some rappers, I got Jews like for rappers. But it's for your mental, so Hannibal, no extractions.
I seen Martin Luther King in the afterlife. The dream was about the afterlife. I seen Malcolm X in the afterlife. He said, live by any means until the afterlife. I see my soul in the afterlife. He said, you are God, you don't have to pray to Christ. My time was a sacrifice. My soul reincarnated twice. So Gemini on the track, kill it twice. I'm a God, you United States, fuck your bill of rights. You got family locked up, you better send them kites. I spent decades with my niggas, yeah, you know we tight. Old Cyrus and Seth was on the fight. Just like the moon, I attract to see at night. Little girls can twerk, but they can't read or write. I keep my circle small, yeah, no parasites. It's all love in the afterlife. I'ma see my lost ones in the afterlife. Ain't no hate in the afterlife. Everything straight in the afterlife. Ain't no death in the afterlife. Heaven in your hands is the afterlife.
All my life, let's play.